The head of TikTok is on the Capitol Hill Grill. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
There are more than 150 million Americans who love our platform. And we know we have a responsibility to protect them.
CEO Shoji Chu trying to tamp down national security concerns, insisting TikTok is not spying on Americans and that its Chinese parent company is private, not owned or controlled by the Chinese government.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle pressing TikTok CEO, particularly on what data it's collecting and whether that data is going to the Chinese Communist Party via TikTok's parent company, ByteDance.
Fox Business's Grady Trimble on the Hill. The committee chair, Congresswoman Kathy McMorris-Rogers, says the app has spied on journalists.
I wanted to hear you say with 100% certainty that neither ByteDance nor TikTok employees can target other Americans with similar surveillance techniques as you did with the journalist.
Again, I don't disagree with the characterization as surveillance.
Cho says they won't be influenced by any government. He's hoping to convince U.S. lawmakers not to ban the app, also arguing that millions of small businesses now rely on it. A bill supporting parents is heading for a House vote.
The Republican-controlled House, in reaction to parents concerned across the country, is taking up the Parents' Bill of Rights Act that would give parents more control over their child's education.
The government should not weaponize law enforcement against the people. This isn't a Democrat or Republican issue. This is an issue about being an American, and parental rights are not partisan issues.
Moms for Liberty's Tiffany Justice on Fox and Friends. The bill faces an uphill battle as Democrats who control the Senate oppose the measure, claiming it pits parents against teachers.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The grand jury on a hush money probe of former President Trump won't make a decision today. They're meeting on a different case. America is listening to Fox News.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
A pandemic fixture for the White House may soon end.
The Washington Post reports that when the COVID health emergency expires May 11th, the White House COVID response team will disband. This will also begin to shift more cost burden of tests, vaccines, and COVID treatments to the private sector. This week in a congressional hearing, Senator Bernie Sanders asked Moderna's CEO Stéphane Bancel about the new cost of their vaccine.
Quadrupling the price is huge, and I would hope very much that you will reconsider that decision.
The volume we had during the pandemic gave us economies of scale we won't have anymore.
Most Medicare and Medicaid recipients will still get vaccines without cost sharing, even after government vaccine supplies run out. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Nearly 600,000 Hyundai and Kia SUVs and minivans are being recalled over a possible fire hazard. Mostly Hyundais made after 2019 and the Kia Carnival minivan made after 2022. The tow hitch harness can catch fire even when they're parked, so the companies are urging motorists to park outside for now until they're fixed. Hyundai recalled hundreds of thousands of Palisade SUVs with a similar problem last year. An auction house in Georgia is selling items from a family at the center of tragedy and murder.
Items from convicted killer Alex Murdaugh and his family going on the auction block in Georgia just weeks after the former attorney was sentenced to two consecutive life terms for killing his wife Maggie and son Paul. Items up for bid include a leather couch set with pillows monogrammed with Maggie Murdaugh's initials, lamps made from turtle shells, mounted animal heads and other hunting trophies, and ceramic tableware. The South Carolina estate, where Maggie and Paul Murdaugh were killed in June 2021, is also expected to be sold soon. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Wall Street's bouncing back a bit today. The Dow right now up 390 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.